WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jerry Garcia, the lead singer of the Grateful Dead, has died. He was only 53 but had been plagued with serious health problems for many years, including an addiction to heroin. He was at a rehab center when he was found dead this morning, reportedly of a heart attack. Fresh Air producer Amy Sallet called Joel Selvin, the rock critic at the San Francisco Chronicle, for his thoughts on Jerry Garcia.
What was the first thought that came in your mind when you heard this news?
Well, it's a catastrophe for so many people that I can't even begin to describe. He was one of the most beloved figures on the planet. I think that this will probably be the most shocking and devastating death in rock music since Elvis Presley died.
I can't imagine that the Grateful Dead will continue as a band without Jerry Garcia. What do you think?
Yeah, that's hard to imagine. The Grateful Dead always operated under the conceit that each individual member was the person that really made the band special. But the acknowledged leader of the band was Jerry Garcia, a position, by the way, he never accepted. So his method of leading the band was in absentia. You know, he never exercised his dominant position in political or creative decisions. But clearly the band revolves around Jerry Garcia, both in terms of its public image and its personality and his extraordinary guitar work and vocals.
I have heard real true Deadheads talk about him as a guru, that when they're watching the concert, it is almost like a shamanic religious experience for some people.
I'm sure that's true. It's exactly the sort of thinking that made Jerry Garcia uncomfortable in his life. Jerry Garcia was a musician. I think he fashioned himself along the lines of an old-time bluegrass musician or jazz musician who sought to create a greater performance with each time that he played, and that he was in it for the music, and he wasn't in it for all the extraneous factors, the money, the fame, and that kind of stuff. And I don't think that changed for him, but as the band became so enormously popular and he became the focus of so much attention, I think that was an issue that really plagued him and made him retreat into a much more private life.
You've written about rock music in San Francisco since the late 60s. Did you go to a lot of Dead concerts? Have you been to a lot of them over the years?
You know, I attended an awful lot of Grateful Dead shows as a reporter, and they were always a unique and in many ways a peculiar kind of performance. I once told Mickey Hart, the drummer in the band, that it was extraordinary to find yourself listening to this fantastic band and be captivated by what they were doing. And as you listened, you realized that the band had changed while you were listening into something rather mediocre, and that this shift would go on throughout the performance, that they would be fantastic one moment and mediocre the next and mundane and then inventive and back and forth. And Mickey said, yeah, well, we just call it diving for pearls.
Have you ever written about them or interviewed Jerry Garcia? Do you have any personal history?
I've known Jerry Garcia since I was a young pup trying to get a freelance article in the L.A. Times, and he was playing with a bluegrass band called Old and In the Way at a nightclub called The Matrix. Running into Jerry was always a great pleasure. He was a bright, creative, effervescent, sort of impish guy. He was fun. He was smart. He was quick with a joke, and he was always glad to see you. He was always deferential and just a lovely gentleman.
Joel Selvin is rock critic at the San Francisco Chronicle. He's also the author of a book about San Francisco in the 60s called Summer of Love. I'm Marty Moscoane, and this is Fresh Air.